Committee on the Judiciary will come to order. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Albers.
Here.
Heidepren.
Here.
Ketzel.
Here.
Schmidt.
Here.
Tirbeck Berry.
Here.
Knudsen.
Here.
Abdallah.
Here. We have a quorum. The chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
So move.
Senator Knudsen moves, seconded by Senator Schmidt. The minutes of the last meeting be approved. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The minutes are approved. Anyone here to testify, please sign in at the door. Turn off your cell phones or electronic equipment. And with that, we'll start with House Bill 1001, provide for a jury trial and forfeiture proceedings. Representative Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tom Diedrich. I'm from Representative 21. I also have the privilege and honor of being the Speaker of the House, and as such, I am an automatic member on the Executive Board, which meets when the session is not in session. As a part of that Executive Board, there's a subcommittee that looks at all Supreme Court decisions, and that is the genesis of this particular bill. House Bill 1001 comes about because of a case called State of South Dakota versus 1969 Blue Pontiac Firebird, etc. That's a forfeiture proceeding, and the court said that a person has a right to a jury trial in forfeiture proceedings. That's what this bill says, is that there's a right to a jury trial. There will be an amendment coming, a friendly amendment from the Attorney General's office, in which they clear up that these are trials, not hearings. And as to you, this is just being kind to everybody by passing this. Because if you don't pass it, the right is still there. The constitutional right is still there. It just isn't as easy to find in the statute. You have to start looking at other parts of cases, or you have to look at, you know, the little blurbs after the statute to find out that it's there. It does change a little bit because the constitutional right becomes a statutory right as well as a constitutional right. Quite frankly, I'm pretty nervous about some of those kinds of changes, except in this case, it makes it a right of an individual. And those rights, once they are conferred, are very, very seldom ever taken away by the court. With that, I'll stand by for questions.
Any questions, Representative Diedrich? Seeing none, thank you, Representative Diedrich. Are there other proponents?
Good morning, Senator Abdallah, member of the committee. Scott Swear from the Attorney General's office regarding House Bill 1001. There is an amendment that I believe is being passed out regarding this bill. It's Amendment 1001RA. And real briefly, what that amendment does is to, just as Representative Diedrich said, clarify some language in the initial draft of the bill. Representative Diedrich did indicate that this is a friendly amendment, and I'll just go over these three amendments very quickly. First, on page 1, line 4 of the printed bill, please overstrike the word hearing and insert a trial. That's the first amendment. The second amendment is on page 1, line 6. After the word proceedings, insert pursuant to subsection 15-6-38 sub B, which under the Civil Procedure Code is the statute that requires that someone demand a jury trial. And finally, the last amendment is on page 1, line 6, where we overstrike the word hearing and we insert the word trial. We believe that makes it consistent with both the Supreme Court's recent case and the constitutional requirement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Swear. Any questions from Senator Albers?
Do you know what happened to the Plymouth or the Pontiac or whatever when this was over?
No, but I can certainly find out for you.
Okay. Well, you want to buy it?
No, I just had a car lot.
Further questions? Seeing none. Are there other proponents of Senate Bill 1001? Seeing none. Are there opponents to 1001? Opponents. The hearing is closed on 1001 for committee discussion and or action. Senator Knutson.
I'd move the amendment.
Senator Knutson moves the amendment, seconded by Senator Hedeprim. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The amendment to 1001 is received. Further discussion and or action. Senator Knutson.
Move to pass as amended.
Second. Senator Knutson moves to pass as amended, seconded by Senator Turback-Berry. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Albers.
Aye.
Hedeprim.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Turback-Berry.
Aye.
Knutson.
Aye.
Abdallah.
Aye. Senator Knutson.
I'd move consent calendar. I don't think there's any reason we shouldn't put this on there, so I'm going to move consent.
I'd second that.
Motion made and seconded that 1001 as amended. Go on the consent calendar. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? House Bill 1119, codified legislation enacted in 2007. Representative Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tom Diedrich. I'm from District 21. I'm also a member of the Code Council. This is a bill that we bring every year, and what it says is that we can codify the legislation we passed last year and print it in the books that we all know as our statutes, and that will be the law of the state of South Dakota. Thank you. I'll stand by for questions.
This is for Mr. Diedrich. Seeing none, thank you. Are there other proponents of 1119? No proponents. Are there opponents of 1119? No opponents. Seeing none, the hearing on 1119 is closed for committee discussion and or action. Senator Turback-Berry.
Move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Senator Turback-Berry, seconded by Senator Albers, do pass on 1119. Any discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Albers. Hedeprim. Ketzel.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Turback-Berry.
Aye.
Knutson.
Aye.
Abdallah.
Aye. 7-0.
Second.
Senator Ketzel moves consent, seconded by Senator Turback-Berry. Any discussion?
I just note the difference between this bill and the last one is for the Senate prime on this bill, it's always a delight to hear, but I'm still going to support the consent.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
This is a question that
Senator Albert.
Occurs to me that what if we didn't pass this? We've already printed the books. We haven't?
No, I talked to him this morning. No, I don't know. Don't bring up those kind of questions anymore.
Mr. Chair, I think the answer to that is you would just probably have to go to the session law in order to prove what the law is. You'd go to the most recent codification and then the session laws or whatever transpired, and it would become a little more cumbersome to prove what the law was if there was a dispute about it, but it would not, I mean, life would go on.
Senator Kessel.
Well, and sometimes I've found it's necessary to explain to new members that voting for this doesn't mean that you accepted every law that was passed last year.
We have a motion and seconded that do pass on House Bill 1119. Those in favor say... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, on consent. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 1119 will go on consent.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Thank you, Representative Diedrich. House Bill 1030, revise certain provisions regarding the appointment of notaries public and the requirements of notary public seal. Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State. This bill is a committee bill that comes to you at the request of the Secretary of State, dealing with two aspects of our notary law. Section 1 deals with who we can issue a notary public commission to, and it in essence, codifies what has been the practice of the Secretaries of State's office forever, as near as I can tell. And that is to only commission people as notary publics who are residents of South Dakota or someone who is working in South Dakota and resides in an adjoining county in another state. We want to be issuing notary public commissions to those who have some residence or very close nexus to South Dakota, as opposed to individuals from New York or California that might want to apply. Section 2 of the bill deals with the notary public seal. For a number of years, there's been a prohibition on combining the actual seal with the person's commission expiration date. And what brought this to light was on a particular document, I saw a rubber stamp that had the seal and the commission expiration directly below that, and simply how they were affixed, I knew it was one unit that was doing that, but yet the law's in question as to whether that's allowable. And I don't see any reason why, if somebody wants to combine those two, go ahead. I don't have a problem with it, realizing when your commission expires, you're going to have to get a new seal anyway. And so I look at these as two very common sense issues and would ask your adoption. Thank you.
Any questions for the Secretary?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Albers.
When your commission expires, you have to get a new seal?
If I might respond, currently the answer is no, but if you choose to combine your expiration date with your seal, then the answer would be yes.
Further questions? Seeing none. Are there other proponents of House Bill 1030? Proponents 1030. Opponents 1030. Opponents 1030. The hearing on 1030 is closed for committee discussion and or action. Senator Ida Prim moves do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Senator Schmidt seconds. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Albers?
Aye.
Heideprin?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Chirback Berry?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Abdallah?
Aye.
7-0.
7-0.
Move consent.
Second. Senator Ketzel moves consent, seconded by Senator Knudsen. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 1030 will go on consent. 1059, repeal the restriction of the number on the number of personnel to be employed by the Office of the Attorney General Consumer Complaint Program. Mr. Swear.
Good morning once again, Senator Abdallah, members of the committee. Scott Swear on behalf of the Attorney General's Office. House Bill 1059 is an act to repeal the restrictions on the number of personnel to be employed by the Attorney General's Consumer Complaint Division. Currently, SDCL 3723.4.1 provides that the Office of the Attorney General Consumer Complaint Program is limited to four FTEs, or four full-time equivalents. Attorney General Long respectfully requests that this be repealed. Our research could find that this is the only statute in South Dakota that specifically limits the number of FTEs in a state office or a state agency. And if you'll note on the bill, the FTE limit was enacted in 1978, so over 30 years ago. Since 1978, our consumer division's workload has increased exponentially. The FTEs, however, have been limited to four. In 1991, the division received about 1,400 complaints. In 2006, the division received over 2,500 complaints. And in 2006, as the chart that I attached to your bill brief shows, the division also received an additional 1,600 complaints from the Attorney General's hotline. Real quickly, five reasons why the workload has grown so much. Number one, we have an increased role in handling business-to-business fraud cases. Number two is identity theft cases have increased. Number three, online fraud cases. Number four, the ability for a consumer to now file online complaints with our office. And finally, number five, the various telemarketing schemes. As you can see, the history of the division's recoveries has been extraordinary. Since 1991, the division's recovered over $45 million on behalf of the people of South Dakota.
And we respectfully request that House Bill 1059 be passed by the committee. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Swier? Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Swier. Other proponents of House Bill 1059? 1059. Seeing none, the hearing on 1059 is closed for committee discussion and or action. Senator Knudsen.
Move to pass.
Senator Knudsen moves to pass, seconded by Senator Schmidt. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor of do pass on 1059 will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, take the roll.
Senators Albers.
Aye.
Heidepren. Hetzel.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Turbeck Berry.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Abdallah.
Aye.
7-0.
Senator Knudsen moves consent. Senator Kessel.
Second.
Motion by Senator Knudsen, seconded by Senator Kessel, 1059, go on the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 1059. Just so the committee is aware, the Attorney General has asked that 1061 and 1062 be deferred, and we'll defer them to Wednesday, which leaves House Bill 1060, revive the statute of limitations regarding deceptive trade practices. Mr. Swier.
Thank you once again, Senator Abdallah, members of the committee. House Bill 1060 is an act to revise the statute of limitations regarding deceptive trade practices. Current South Dakota law provides that no action under the Consumer Protection Act can be brought more than 2 years after the occurrence or the discovery of the conduct which is the subject of the action. And Attorney General Long is requesting that this 2-year statute of limitations be revised to 4 years. There are currently only 5 states, including South Dakota, that are constricted by this 2-year statute of limitations for consumer acts. 14 states have a 3 or 4 year statute of limitation, 17 states have more than a 5-year statute of limitations, and 12 states actually have no specific statute of limitations when we're talking about consumer protection actions. 2 reasons why the Attorney General thinks that 1060 is necessary. The first reason is, of course, the division participates in numerous multi-state enforcement actions. This is when several states band together to protect consumers from deceptive practices. Our division's participation in the multi-state actions allows our citizens to benefit from multiple states' efforts, thereby expending fewer of our consumer division's limited resources. Unfortunately, because of the complexity of some of these multi-state actions, many consumer protection actions now involve conduct that extends beyond our rather constrictive 2-year statute of limitations. And it's likely that in the future that South Dakota consumers could be left out from various multi-state settlements because of that 2-year statute of limitations. Second reason why we think House Bill 1060 is necessary is that extending the statute of limitations to 4 years benefits both South Dakota businesses and consumers, because it would enable our division to take action against improper conduct that occurs, of course, over a longer period of time. Again, some deceptive conduct takes place over the course of multiple years. Our division often needs more than the current 2-year statute of limitations to demonstrate a pattern of conduct of deceptive trade practices. The Attorney General respectfully requests that 1060 be passed by this committee. Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Swier? Senator Turbeck Berry.
Mr. Swier, this extended statute of limitations would apply even in those rare instances when a private person had the knowledge and ability to move ahead with a civil action too. Am I correct?
If I may, Senator Abdallah, this particular statute of limitations only is applicable to the Attorney General's Consumer Division. If a person has a private cause of action, we feel that the statute could still look at the 6-year contract statute of limitations, or even the statute of limitations which is under fraud.
Further questions? Seeing none. Are there other proponents of Senate Bill 1060? Proponents. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 1060? Seeing none. The public hearing on 1060 is closed for committee discussion and or action. Senator Hedeprim moves to pass. Is there a second? Senator Shirback-Berry, second. Any discussion? Seeing none. Those in favor of due pass, signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will take the roll.
Senators Albers?
Aye.
Hedeprim?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Shirback-Berry?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Abdallah?
Aye. Ten-sixty will go to the floor at 7-0. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, that's all we got for today. This will probably be the shortest committee hearing we'll have this session, so the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Senator Ketzel.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the future, when we have days like this, I'd certainly appreciate it if some of my bills could be slated.
We don't have time for you, Senator Ketzel. The chair will move... Motion for adjournment. Is there a second? Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.